I was just gonna say at the end, Bulma takes Oolong along with her as well, since she figures that his transformation abilities would be useful in getting the Dragon Balls. And so now we have our Wukong stand-in, our Tripitaka stand-in, and our Baji stand-in in the crew.
And then that's kind of it, because the very sort of loose Wu Jing stand-in never actually joins them.
Yeah, really. He like follows behind them. In like the next chapter, we're introduced to Yamcha, who is probably the loosest connection. I'm not even 100% sure if he's meant to be a stand-in.
He does. He has. He like. Yeah. He has the big wild hair. That's kind of about it.
Yeah.
And he has. He also has like a little sidekick, which is a cat thing called Puar, who's the other shapeshifter, who again doesn't actually shapeshift all that much in the plot.
Well, Pra's not really in the plot much. They're kind of a minor character right from the start, and they only get more minor as things get pushed off to the side to be more martial artsy.
Yeah, so Yamcha is basically the or Bulma ends up losing all of their capsules, so they lose all their vehicles. So they start trekking across a desert. And Yamcha and Puar just kind of have a hideout in this desert, with a giant with a giant sign on the door. To make it more effective to hide in.
Yeah, they're like desert bandits. They like make a living by stealing from people who pass through the desert.
I get like sand in the desert, so it's the sandy sort
That's
of
a
a
really
connection.
strange.
Sort of a connection. I'm really glad I didn't name this podcast Ming Dynasty Dragon Balls. So they decide to rob they decide to rob the gang. And yeah, it's funny, Yamcha is like the first like person who's really threatening to Goku in terms of fighting when like he's like he's kind of a joke among like fans online as at this point of like him just dying and being useless.
It is funny with his reputation that Yamcha is probably he's the first character who arguably beats Goku in their first fight.
It does end up being just because Goku is really hungry. But yeah, he's like the first person to really threaten Goku at all. And yeah, they try to rob the gang. But Yamcha is afraid of girls. And so when he sees Bulma, he gets flustered and runs off. And then in the next issue, Oolong is like, oh yeah, I had this like huge camper van capsule the whole time. We can just use this now, actually. Forget about us not having any vehicles.
Again, I feel this is a circumstance brought about by Toriyama not really planning things out very far ahead.
No, it's yeah, he did not. And it's funny. But Yamcha has a fucking Panzerfaust and blows up the camper van. Cause again, why not? He has a Panzerfaust and a Tommy gun. He blows up the camper van and then fist fights Goku. And Goku wins this time, but Yamcha and Puar end up hearing them, like, overhearing them talking about the Dragon Balls. And they decide to, instead of fighting them, let the gang find the rest of the Dragon Balls themselves and then steal them at the last minute. And that's kind of, for the next kind of dozen or so issues until the first, like, them going and finding the Dragon Ball story arc ties up. That's kind of what's happening. Goku, Bulma, and Oolong traveling together, and then Yamcha and Puar following them. And that's sort of the equivalent to the pilgrimage setup. You could say that Puar is the horse.
Well, you could, but...
you could say that. It's very wrong, but you could say it.